Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. Volcano Golf Course is open again after 2 years. It's a lovely, a balmy 54 degrees in Volcano on the Big Island. There's an 840, a 936, a 1010 if you'd like to play around. Macaulay has a 918 and a 1028. Poipu, 1050, 1230. Rojo Hawaiian Country Club on Oahu, 910, 1020. There's an 836, too, if it's close. Eva Beach Golf Course, 11 o'clock, an 852. Makaha East, 852, 920. Get out and play. Makaha East has at 10 o'clock as well, and some afternoon tea times to check out. All right, we've got a great show for you today. Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, writer, author, he's going to be with us. It's all things Chevron Championship, ANWA Augusta National Women's Amateur. Lots going on. And Lorena Ochoa to the LPGA Hall of Fame. The Masters is next week. Boy, are we into the season or what? We've also got Tori Cottrell, PGA Program Director, First Tee Hawaii. Don Crozier, General Manager, Volcano Golf Course. Keith Hirschland, author, former Golf Channel Director, live tournament director. His latest book is Song Girl. Boy, it's a real gripper. And Brian Wacker, he's now with the New York Post, senior producer of sports, writing, editing, all things sports for the New York Post. We're going to come back with Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood water, broken pipe cleanup, call 24/7, licensed contractors too. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood. Ready to hang or custom made, sales and service, that's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is now open across from Costco Ibile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment's Waipahu store and now in Ibile. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Ah, beautiful day. Ron Syrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism recipient, that award, LPGA Media Excellence Award, and author, as I mentioned, Vision 54 Trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson, including Play Your Best Golf Now, and he's a member of the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association Hall of Fame. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. Certainly a great weekend for women's golf.
It certainly is. I mean, it's hard to keep up with everything. And this Chevron Championship has a leaderboard that's, I don't know, it's kind of upside down. We have Hinako Shibuno, Annie Park, Patty Tavatanakit, Jennifer Kupcho, you know, and then you go, where's Jin Young Ko? You know, where? And so I have to go way down the leaderboard. She had a 74-68. I think Judy Rankin said she didn't look like she was off balance. You must have been watching. What was your impression?
Yeah, you know, she dug a hole from herself the first day with the 74, fought her way back into it with a 68 yesterday, and you know, she's not out of it by a long shot, because one of the great things about Mission Hills is you can go really low there. The par fives are vulnerable holes, and she could go out and shoot something in the mid-60s today and get herself right back into it. You know, I think she's been on such a hot run for about the last 6 months now that, you know, it just sort of all caught up with her, and she was probably a little bit thrown off kilter by the burden of expectation going in. I mean, everybody thought she was the prohibitive favorite to win this tournament because she's been winning. I think she's won something like five of her last seven tournaments.
Yes. Yeah, Tiger-esque, if you don't mind my saying. All right, at the top of the leaderboard is someone who came out of quote-unquote nowhere, Japan Ladies Professional Golf Association member Hinako Shibuno. Was it the British where she won? And everybody's like, who is this?
Yeah, I was there, and that was 2019. She won, and the two things that really caught everybody off guard was, one, you know, no one had heard of her, and two, was the joyousness with which she played the game. She just smiled her way around. She came. She had a 15-foot birdie putt on the last hole to win the tournament, and she rammed it. If it doesn't hit the hole, it might have left England, you know. But she was not. She was not going to leave that putt short, and she just rammed it right in at good speed for the birdie that won it. And then she did a very, very mature thing. She said, you know, by winning that, she would get automatic membership to the LPGA. And she said, you know, I'm not ready. I'm going to play another year on the Japan tour before I come over to the U.S. So that's what she did.
Wow. You know, very mature. Annie Park, didn't she take some time off?
Yeah, you know, she's from Long Island, New York. She got her first win at the ShopRite Classic in Atlantic City. One of the few players out there who uses a long putter. But she's one of those players that we have been expecting more from than we've gotten so far. So it's sort of nice to see her in contention in a major championship going into the weekend.
Yeah. She was talking about how she just said, I've got to get away. She would find herself in tears, you know, and finally she did something for herself, even though, you know, playing golf and the career is for herself. But there's something, you got to keep the career and life separate. And finally she did something for herself, and that makes you feel better. Patty Tabatanicat is tied for second with Annie Park and Jennifer Kupcho. Patty Tabatanicat, one of the many Filipino players that are just, they're really taking over.
Yeah, you know, she, if you haven't seen her hit a golf ball, you have to watch, because she just absolutely crushes it. Last year when she won this tournament, she averaged over 300 yards off the tee, and this is a golf course. I've always thought that Mission Hills was a good golf course for long hitters, because all four par fives are reachable in two, and you know, the bombers out there, instead of playing a par 72 course, are more like playing a par 69 course and or 70, and she's a joy to watch because of how strong and how powerful she is.
Jennifer Kupcho, wasn't it?
Winner of the first Augusta National Women's Amateur.
Has it been 2 years?
Yeah, 2019. Yep. So
it's truly incredible. During the pandemic, it was difficult to remember what was played and what wasn't played and what were we doing. So we've just got this stacked leaderboard. Lexi Thompson is in the mix. She can come up. Se-young Kim, Hyuju Kim, both of them very strong players, both tied for fifth. When you look at this leaderboard, who are you really watching, Ron?
You know, I don't think that any player was as affected by the pandemic as Lexi Thompson. She had won at least one tournament a year for seven straight years. Then she didn't win in 2020, didn't win in 2021. And I think the whole start and stop disruption caused by the pandemic threw her off. She's got the kind of big, powerful swing that needs to be used a lot in order to get in the groove. I'm looking for Lexi to have a big bounce back year this year. This is a golf course she's played very, very well. You know, memorably, she's won here once in 2014, and she could have won here another time except for that four-stroke penalty that put her into a playoff with So-Yun Yu, and she lost that playoff. But I'm looking for Lexi to have a big bounce back year this year. And I think where she's sitting right now, she's, again, another one of those long hitters. She could go out and put up a 66 today and climb up that leaderboard spectacularly.
I was watching, cameras were on her Golf Channel. They were showing her on the range. She looked fantastic, smooth, comfortable, relaxed. Then I had to step away and do things, and I came back to the television, and there she was behind trees. You know, and I thought to myself, which way can she possibly go? But then I couldn't stay long enough. But that was something for her to have not, you know, lost yardage, footing, whatever. She recovered from that in a very, very good way. Now, Augusta National Women's Amateur. Here we go. You know, it's Lindblad, Davis, Stone. I don't think a lot of people know all of these amateur players. And Ron Syrak, of course, has been writing and commenting on golf for, oh, a long time. He has over 100, I'm just going to say it like this, Ron, over 160 majors he's covered. He's been all around the world many times. Who is the number one? We've got some really strong players. Lindblad, Davis, they're one under. Even is Stone. Tell us, who do you think?
Well, I think there's two things to note that's going on here. First off, of the 72 players that started here, 33 were Americans, but 29 different countries are represented in this. So this event really shows how broad the talent pool is for women's golf. And you know, these are the next generation of LPGA players are going to come along, and golf's global tour is going to continue to grow globally. The other thing that we're seeing here is how good women's college golf has gotten over the last decade. College golf has become a really viable feeder tour onto the LPGA and into pro golf. You look, let's see, Ingrid Lindblad, she's from Sweden. She plays at LSU. LaTanya Stone, she's an American, but she's at LSU. We've got LSU, Florida State, Wake Forest, USC, UCLA, Alabama, University of Michigan, University of Kentucky, and Oklahoma State, all represented at the top of the leaderboard. And you've got players from Beatrice Wallin from Sweden plays at Florida State. Emma Spitz from Austria is at UCLA. Benedetta Maresco from Italy is at Alabama. Lindblad from Sweden is at LSU. Kaylee McGinty from England is at Oklahoma State. A lot of these international players are coming to the U.S. and really honing their game in American college golf.
We've talked about this before. When we started to see this pattern where more and more players were coming to the States and using the college programs to hone their skills, it was like a feeder tour. The college golf circuit led you into Epson, led you in, or straight into the LPGA, whatever. Rose Zhang, another really strong U.S. player, is doing well. She's strong. Do you see somebody coming out from this 30-woman competition and taking over?
Well, we're pretty much, you know, we're pretty much going down the stretch now. You got all the leaders are on the back nine. Lindblad's playing the last hole right now. She's looks like she's going to get in the clubhouse at total for one under par for the 54 holes and set that as the bar that everybody's got to go. But you got Lindblad, Davis, and Stone all at one under par. As I said, Lindblad's playing 18. Davis and Stone, Davis is through 13 holes, Stone's through 12 holes. So it looks like it's a three-horse race between those three.
Yeah, all three of them are technically tied for the lead. All four, is that a, no, that's three. Three are tied for the lead. One's on 17, as you mentioned, one on 13, right. One on 12. So there's a lot of holes to play out there, and somebody could overtake Lindblad. It's really what we saw in the first with Maria Fassi and thank you. That was such compelling television. Watching those two women just head to head, I was surprised that we didn't see Fassi stronger after, as she went into the professional ranks.
Yeah, you know, Kupcho played the last six holes 5 under par to win that there. And I thought, you know, I still think we're going to see more from Maria Fassi down the road. I thought of the two that Fassi was going to be the better player than Kupcho. Mm-hmm. It still may turn out to be true. Because what I like about Fassi is not only does she have, and actually both of them have this, they not only have a whole lot of talent, but they're not intimidated by the big stage, and they want it. Maria Fassi loves the limelight on her, you know. And Lorena Ochoa, when she was one of the best in women's golf, she was not all that comfortable with being a star. You know, she liked to be left alone. But Maria Fassi is like, bring it on. So don't give up on her yet. We're going to see more from her.
We all mature a difference. I'm so glad you brought up Lorena Ochoa, one of my favorite people in the game, professional, just being able to watch. I don't know her. She was so kind. She took a picture with me at Turtle Bay when they were playing there. And finally, I mean, she earned 37 points. And you only need 27. That's a lot still, but 27 to get into the LPGA Hall of Fame, the most difficult Hall of Fame to get into. And something happened on Tuesday. Tell us what happened.
Well, they made several changes, but the most important of which is the rule used to be that you had to play 10 years on the LPGA before you could go into the Hall of Fame. And there have been players like Siri Pak, Indy Park, who got their points before they had played 10 years on tour and had to wait for the 10 years to pass before they could go in. Well, Lorena retired at the age of 28, and she had only had 8 years on tour. But think of it. In 8 years, she won 27 tournaments. She won 2 major championships. She was Player of the Year 4 times. She won the Vare Trophy for lowest scoring average 4 times. And she wasn't in the Hall of Fame because she was sort of penalized by the fact that she was so good. But they changed that rule. So I understand they had that rule originally because they wanted to encourage players to play the LPGA.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have to worry about that anymore.
No,
everybody wants to play the LPGA,
yes.
You know, so they don't have to entice people into playing the tour anymore.
Yeah, yeah, and her 158 weeks at the top of the world rankings consecutively is still an LPGA record. So when I saw this news, I went, yes! They've also, I didn't know that Alice Bauer, Betty Danoff, Helen Detweiler, Helen Hicks, Opal Hill, Sally Sessions, and Marilyn Smith were not in the Hall of Fame, the LPGA Hall of Fame. All of them founders, aren't they?
Yeah, they've decided to put all of the founders into the Hall of Fame, and there were some of the founders qualified for it: Patty Byrd, Dave Zaharias, Louise Suggs, but a lot of them didn't. And I'm among a group of people. I'm campaigning that I think all 13 founders should be in the World Golf Hall of Fame also, mm-hmm. because they did something remarkable. And there's no, you know, there are some among the founders who certainly, based on their career record, are not Hall of Fame golfers. But the fact that they created something that is now in its 73rd year and has overcome obstacle after obstacle to not only survive but thrive makes them hugely important people in the history of sports in this country.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. It's fantastic. Okay, we've got the Masters next week. A drive chip putt is tomorrow. It's just, don't you feel like, okay, it's time to get steamrolled? You know, the season is truly with us all the way through July and beyond as we get through the majors. But the next, you know, the men's major, we've got the first major is the ANA, of course, the last one at Mission Hills. Tiger Woods. People were like crazed yesterday on social media.
People were following earlier in the week. People are following a private aircraft flight plans, you know, to find out that he was traveling from Florida to play a practice round at Augusta.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure what he's going to do. You know, Augusta, you can wait to the last minute to make a decision there because it's an invitational. It's not like a PGA Tour event where you have to commit at 5 o'clock on the Friday before. So I will say this, though. Having been to 32 Masters, that's a hard golf course to walk.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much. Yes.
Yeah, it's a very hard golf course to walk. Now, that said, and the fact that he played one hole and then dropped out, he's not denying anybody a spot in the field because there are no alternates for the Masters. You know, if you don't play, you're not replaced. So this is the 25th anniversary of his first Masters. 1997, at the age of 21, he won by 12 strokes, took the world by storm, and just like that, was the best player in the world. He might want to go out and tee it up just to honor that. And it's hard for me to imagine he can walk 72 holes at Augusta National.
Thank you. I keep thinking that as well. And I'm so glad that he's out there giving it a shot in the practice round, checking to see where he's at. He can't help but do that, you know?
Well, he'll go to the Champions Dinner on Tuesday. There's no question about that. I would love to see him play the par 3 contest.
Yes.
and have his son Charlie caddying for him, you know.
Yes.
That would be cool. and he may do that because, you know, we have seen, honestly, since this accident a little over a year ago now, we've sort of seen a warmer and fuzzier Tiger out there. I don't know if you saw his TV interview during the Genesis LA Open, but it was like sort of he looked physically and mentally in the best shape I've seen him in a long time. He was smiling, he was happy.
Yes.
And I could see him showing up at Augusta, and even if he doesn't play, embracing everything else, the Champions Dinner, the par 3 contest, and you know, doing TV interviews and sort of becoming a face of the game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Ron Cyrak, how about we talk next week about what Tiger is doing, did, whatever.
We'll find out.
Always a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danielle. Talk to you down the road, my friend.
Aloha. Torrey Cottrell is a new player. He's a PGA program director, First Tee Hawaii. So, you know, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee Hawaii, they're together as an organization, really a perfect feeder. You know, you learn the game, you learn the etiquette, all the things. It's really great for kids. And honesty, you know, calling a foul, calling a rule on yourself, just being accountable. So, I'm talking before he's here. We'll be with Torrey Cottrell after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Iwilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Iwilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Iwilei.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Tori Cottrell, PGA Program Director, First Tee Hawaii. First Tee is a youth development organization that enables kids to build the strength of character that empowers them through a lifetime of new challenges. By seamlessly integrating the game of golf with life skills curriculum, they create active learning experiences that build inner strength, self-confidence, resilience that kids can carry into whatever they do. Welcome into the clubhouse, Tori.
Hey, thank you, Danielle. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So when did you get into, what drew you to teaching kids?
I have four kids of my own, so I do love kids, and it started back, you know, when I got into the game, obviously exploring a lot of my options, which direction to go, you know, club management, teaching pro, whatever it may be in the agronomy side, you know. So I started doing a lot of the different jobs out there that are in the industry, and gravitated towards teaching and then junior academies, and I just really loved it. It's rewarding to, one, help grow the game and that we all love and see these kids progress and become better people. So you said it better than me about the First Tee. I think you introduced it perfectly. We do want kids to get better at golf. Don't get me wrong there. We have a lot of amazing PGA coaches that are in our program with the First Tee. However, it's not our end goal to make the next Tiger Woods with the First Tee. It is about empowering our youth and making good golfers, but better people, so they can in turn be successful, contributing adults in their local communities, and that's, you know, very rewarding in itself. So yeah,
absolutely. So you have on course, you work with them on course as well as off course, like do you sit down and have conversations with the kids and then take them to the course? How does it work?
Yeah, very good question. So typically how the program's designed is to take, like you mentioned, these values that we learn in golf and calling our own penalties on ourselves, being having integrity and honesty, and we try to take these core values and life skills, and before each class or during, I mean, it can be during our warm-up. It can be, we can actually have a sit-down class setting. But we will talk to the kids and take these values and ask them about them, teach them about judgment, about perseverance, and see what they know, and then teach them a little bit about it and tie it into life, home, school, and golf, obviously, because they all do tie together. And then we teach them, as we're teaching these values, we also teach, you know, skills of golf, and while we're teaching them, the whatever skill it may be, on a full swing, chipping, putting, and we do try to get out on the course as much as possible, depending on our, you know, course location and basically the contract with the course, if they allow us to get out there more often than not, but we definitely try to get out on the course. It's hard to learn to golf without actually being out on the course. So.
It's absolutely a wonderful feeling to, they're little sponges. And, you know, they do, you know, children are so rewarding, as you said, because when you catch them, when you get their attention, boy, you've got them, you know, and they're standing there looking at you, especially when they're holding a club or there's a ball involved. Now that's play. And in play, I think learning becomes even easier because there's not a lot of pressure, you know. And some of the things, they learn at resolving conflicts, understanding and managing emotions. Boy, that is so huge, because there's no game I don't think. That is so personally, you are responsible for everything. And frustrating, right? And so
yeah.
It'll bring out every emotion, and you're like, oh, how am I going to contain myself? And it's scary. You know, it's scary to have that feeling that comes up, and you're there with them. So does this cost anything?
Yeah, yes. There's a program registration fee for kids. We do have financial help for those who may be having difficulty with economical issues, and they can apply for financial aid. And but the session is 8 weeks typically, about an hour and a half to 2 hours per class, and you get eight weeks, and it is $95. So. For the kid to sign up
for the whole and that's for all the 8 weeks. That's wonderful.
Yeah, for the 8 weeks, it's a great deal. So it's actually one of the better deals out there as far as coaching, getting I mean, you're learning more than golf, like I said, but it's compared to other clinics or summer classes that they have out there, this is really just, you can't beat it. So
And now, are you at the Alawai Golf Club?
Correct. Yes. So the thing that we are excited, we just started to open the driving range out here. We've got new balls, new mats, and we're going to have the program running out of here, and along with other courses across the state. We have the Royal Kunia, Bayview, Alawai, over in Maui. I think the Dunes at Maui Lani, Poakea over in Kauai, and Hawakalaiki. Here in but the one thing I did want to mention is obviously we can't do any of this without coaches. They are obviously the most important aspect to this program. They're kind of the mentors and leaders. And when I say coaches, the neat thing about the First Tee is we don't need necessarily PGA professionals or people that are that involved in the golf. As you mentioned, it's kind of an introductory to golf to see if these kids like it, to get the basic skills down. And if you're just an avid golfer and just enjoy, you know, helping kids, that's what we're looking for. And we do need coaches. We have a unique opportunity from First Tee headquarters coming up here in the end of April and May, for coaches to sign up for a training from headquarters. They're coming in and they're going to do some trainings. And if you become certified and sign up with us, you also, it can be a paid position. And it's a unique opportunity to be able to be part of the First Tee and help these kids, go through life. We always say it's not, like I say, you don't need to have a ton of golf experience. The lessons can be laid out. We're teaching the basics, grip, stance, and etiquette, and rules, and just values. So if you feel like you can handle that and enjoy being around the kids, we'd love to have you sign up. There are a few prerequisites that we need, but we'd love to, anybody interested, head to the firsttheehawaii.org, and there's a get involved link, and that'll get us all your information, and then we can sign you up for the coach training that's coming up here at the end of the month and beginning of May.
Wonderful. And for parents listening or grandparents listening, and they're thinking about, this would be great. So it start you 5 and older, introduction to the First Tee program, ages 5 and older, and then there are different, you know, teeing it up for the first time, learning the game of golf, First Tee code of conduct, that's a minimum of 7 years old, and it goes on. So to get more information about all of this, you go to First Tee, that's T-E-E, like teeing it up, firsttheehawaii.org, firsttheehawaii.org, and spell out first. Oh, this is great, Tori. You'll have to be on again because this is 8 weeks and then you start up another one?
Yeah, we typically have, and I'm fairly new here, but we're learning here in Hawaii, but we're learning how many sessions we'll have per year But I know in the past we've done a spring, summer, fall, and possibly a winter. So, yeah, there's it goes on continuous. It's a great opportunity for the kids and for people that want to get involved coaching.
Awesome. Thank you for being on the show. Really appreciate your time, and we'll talk again, okay?
No, thank you, Danielle.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Aloha.
Bye.
All right. We've got, you know, every time I've started, you know, Volcano Golf Course, it's closed. Why is it closed? It's so beautiful. It's between Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa. You remember those pictures of golfers at Volcano Golf Course looking at the eruption? It looked like they were standing right next to the lava shooting up out of the sky. That was incredible. They were far, far away. It's nowhere near. It's just, you know, that's how the picture looked. So Dawn Crozier, General Manager of Volcano Golf Course, is with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Ibilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Ibilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Ibilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
After 2 years of being shuttered, so to speak, Hawaii Island's oldest golf course is open for play. Yes, Volcano Golf Course is 100 years old. And, you know, the pandemic shut it down for the last two. And I'm so excited because, well, we've got Dawn Crozier, General Manager of Volcano Golf Course, part of Troon. They're taking care of the golf course. Welcome into the clubhouse, Dawn.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Mahalo for having us. We are so excited to get the golf course going again and really have this available for our community, not just here in the volcano area, but, you know, far and wide.
Yeah. How often is it open full time? What, tell us the hours.
We are full time. Our first tee time is at 7 a.m. and we will take our last tee time up until 5 or 5:30, you know, as we go into the summer and we have a little more sunlight, we'll stay open later. They can call in at 808-319-4745 to make a tee time. They can also go online at volcanogc.com. That's our website there, and they can book online as well. We, you know, are letting people play until it's about dusk. So, yeah, it's been great so far. We've had some wonderful weather. So if it's raining in Hilo, it's probably not up here. I know we had a few people come up already this morning from Hilo. They said it was raining on their way up, and we've got beautiful blue skies right now. So
that's great. There were,
it's been awesome.
Yeah, speaking of tee times, there's an 8:40, a 9:36, and a 10:10 that I know about.
Yeah, we've got some open availability right now. You know, we're We opened on the 31st with a beautiful ceremony and blessing, and opened for tea times, and we had some great play on the 31st and again yesterday. And we have a, you know, there's a few. We're a soft opening over the next couple of days, but we are here for all the golfers. So come on out and take a look around. We are walking only right now. We do have push carts available to rent. We also have rental clubs and, you know, kind of the basics. So as we go on further and get into this, we'll see a lot more going ahead.
That's great. And so I understand that you do have some food up there.
We have just packaged snacks right now. We have coffee, drinks. We'll be getting our food license soon. We'll be looking at partnering with some of the area food vendors, having them out. So we've got a lot of really fun plans that will involve our community and make it fun for all the golfers.
I'm so excited.
Just takes a little time, right?
Yes, it just takes a little time. The fact that you're open, and it's better for you to be able to walk the course anyway. So that's, you know, well, 9 holes, 18 holes, you don't mind, right?
No, exactly. We do our 18-hole rate Monday through Thursday for our residents is $36, and 9 holes is $26. We also have Twilight, which starts at 2 o'clock, so it's $26, as many holes as you can play. So if you're coming over at 2 or right around then, you can easily get 18 holes in.
That's okay.
And then on the weekends, which Aloha Friday, weekends start then, we are $40 and then $30 for our residents.
That's so still a really,
really good
price.
Deals. We can all get our COVID pounds shed off by walking.
I saw a drone shot of the golf course. Rob sent it out, and it is absolutely gorgeous. It's in beautiful condition.
Yeah, we're working on it. We're doing some things that are right for the course, right for our INA. And, you know, it's we want to make this, you know, a premier place. So there's a lot of work to do, and we've done a lot of work. And so we're pleased with where we are right now. And going forward, the plans that we have, it's going to make it even better.
Okay. Now, is it payment by credit card only?
It is. And we also have a range available for people if they just want to come up and practice, hit some balls, something like that, and a putting green, of course.
Good.
You know, after going through all the COVID and everything like that, it's just, I think, a lot better for us up here if we do credit card only. We'll take debit cards as well.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. All right. So you go to VolcanoGC, like golfcourse.com,
yep.
And you can book online, or you can call and get your, you can call and talk to whoever's answering the phone. And the number is 808-317-4745.
319.
My bad. I wrote it down wrong. 319-4745. 319-4745. Gosh, Don, I'm so excited. I've been, you know, it's like one of those wishes. Is it still 54 degrees?
Probably. It's a little chilly, but it's not raining, and we have a little wind right now, but it's gorgeous. You
bring
get
a
out
jacket.
Walking, you warm up real quick.
That's right. So. That's right. Then shed the jacket.
Yep.
Thanks for
and
being on
Danielle,
the show.
Danielle, just
yes.
to, so people know, we are on Facebook and Instagram at Volcano Golf Course.
Okay.
So follow us there.
We will. We will. Thank you. I think I am.
Perfect.
So good to meet you, Dawn. Thank you.
No, mahalo to you, Danielle. Have a beautiful day.
You too. I hope we stay in touch. Aloha.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Awesome.
Aloha.
Got to come back. Keith Hirschland. Keith Hirschland is an author. He's written, Cover Me Boys, I'm Going In, Big Flies, The Flower Girl Murder, Murphy, A Mystery, and now he has his new book out, and it's called Song Girl. Very good. I'm really enjoying, I've enjoyed all of them. I'm really getting kind of, you know, wrapped into this. I don't have time to get wrapped into this. Keith Hirschland is with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Evilay. Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Got something for you if you'd like to be the ninth caller at 808-545-1111. It's one of those little switchblade, the tools that you can use to take care of the course, you know, and even if it's not your fault, you can always, it's the Pitch Fix Fusion 2.5, the best divot repair tool. That was Golf Digest 3 consecutive years. So Pitch Fix is the global leader in switchblade divot tools. And we've got one for you. All you have to be is the ninth caller. Call 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Whatever your trade, you need more customers. Filling your restaurants, buying your cars, renovating high-rises, using your realty company, buying insurance from you, putting air conditioning in their offices. You need customers. Get them by advertising on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have great quality listeners like yourself with ad packages that start at just a few hundred dollars. Call Rick at 808-220-1000 or email him. Rick@RadioGolfClub.com. That's Rick@RadioGolfClub.com. Our listeners are consumers too.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Keith Hirschland, author, Emmy Award-winning sports television producer, producing live tournament TV, one of the first 40 people to be hired at Golf Channel. And he's now author with a new book out, and it's called Song Girl. Welcome into the clubhouse, Keith.
Hi, Danielle. Great to be with you, as always.
It's wonderful. Detective Mark Allen... And you start off the story in such a... I love the writing. It really is. It's intense. You introduced me to so many different characters, and I'm thinking, how am I going to keep these all straight in my head? And slowly it all, you know, not slowly, but quickly things come into focus. And I'm like on the edge of my seat. I thought for sure that, you know, he'd get married and live happily ever, forever, never. But no, that's not what happened.
Well, not yet. Maybe not yet. There will be, I think there will be more from Detective Mark Allen. So,
I was thinking of our, you know, the wayward one. The one had the encounter with the police officer. The very
big, right?
Yes. So, you know, yeah. I'm going to have to just stop right there. Otherwise, I'm going to go too far. But what inspired you?
Well, you know, I, as you know, we talked about when I wrote Murphy and the Case of Serious Crisis, you know, the hook was I wondered if I could write a book incorporating as many redundant phrases as possible. And as I was writing Murphy Murphy, I actually got an idea. Could I write an entire mystery where the main character can only speak in song lyrics? And I thought, well, you know, that would be really kind of fun to see if I could incorporate this character. And, you know, after she has a traumatic accident, she wakes up and can only speak in song lyrics. So I started writing that story, realized pretty early on that I couldn't do a whole, like, that character couldn't carry a whole book. So I decided to make her one of the characters in a sequel to The Flower Girl Murder, which Detective Mark Allen was the star of. So I went down that road, and about halfway through it, I kind of started thinking, I better find out, if I use all these song lyrics in a book, I'm going to have to give attribution. I'm going to have to, you know, say thank you to the songwriters and the publishers. And my brother, luckily, is an entertainment lawyer in Los Angeles, so I called him up and I said, how do I do this? And he said, the way you do this is you stop what you're doing right now, because you will get sued to high heaven by any number of agents, songwriters, publishers. You can't use song lyrics in a book. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm halfway through this thing. What am I going to do? I got to start over. He said, well, I will give you some good news, is that song titles are fair game. So after breathing a sigh of relief, I thought, okay, I can go back and rewrite Hannah Hunt's character. Hannah Hunt, by the way, is the name of a song by a group called Vampire Weekend. So Hannah Hunt's character now could only speak in song titles. So it took a little bit of rewriting, but I was able to save the book.
Wow, to find that out when you're almost done.
Right?
Yes. Boy, I'd be like, yeah, thank God he had a solution for you.
Yeah.
Who is Hannah Hunt in real life?
That's a great question. I'd have to ask the guys in Vampire Weekend. I thought about the character, again, like Murphy Murphy.
Yes.
Using redundancies, I had to use a character that had the same, you know, two names, the same. So I thought, well, Song Girl has to be, you know, the title of a song, you know, or a girl in a song. So I thought about, you know, Baba O'Reilly by the Who, or Lovely Rita Metermaid.
Yes.
But I thought Hannah Hunt sounded alliterative and kind of fun, and actually somebody might actually be named Hannah Hunt.
Yes, and that's believable.
Why I went there.
Yes, 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 yes. That's why it's so cool reading this, because it really you've captured people who you think could walk out of the book, and your writing has always been great. It's just gotten so much. It's tighter. You know, and I love the way you're describing everything. And there's so many changes. It's just going to be interesting. I haven't finished it yet. I'm serious about.
Okay.
You know, time is not my own.
Have you gotten to your cameo?
No. Don't tell me.
Okay.
I keep. Do you believe this, guys? I'm in the book.
Yes, you are.
I want to thank you
for allowing me to let me use your name.
It's quite all right. It's wonderful. I found Frank Nabilo's wife.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
How many famous people? Not that I'm famous.
Well,
how many people you know are now in the book?
In my books, and I got to tell you, I just thank you, and I just take every opportunity I can to thank all my friends who have agreed to be in. I don't put anybody's name in there who I haven't asked and who haven't said, yes, that's okay. Because it's weird that as I write, one of the hardest things for me is character names. And so, I'm thankful that every time I've asked a friend if I could use their name in one of my books, they've said yes. And sometimes they ask if it's a good guy or a bad guy, but I'll never tell on that regard.
I understand that my appearance is short, you know, and I'm going to be offed whenever I get there.
I'm not going to give anything away.
Here's one. Yeah, where you can find this wonderful book, Song Girl. Amazon, of course, and your favorite bookstore. Leave it to Keith Hirschland to come up with great characters in a riveting story. See, you know, it's not just me saying this. You can't put it down. It's on my bed. It's, you know, can't wait for the next book. This is great. Did you pay Sally to say that?
You know, I must have. I can't remember. I'll have to go back and look at the receipt.
And another, UT says, where to begin? I enjoyed the read. It was my first Hirschland book, and it won't be my last. It was nice. Unique in its formatting, and that let me know nothing about this was going to be like anything I've ever read. His characters were all interesting, each of them different and unpredictable. Have to love his antagonist, Terry Hickox, was superbly crafted. You want her nice. To become Detective Mark Allen's Moriarty. I recommend this book. That's from Julie. I thought that was, Scott, that's so good. See what you're doing for people?
I love it. That's so nice for people. I'm so happy people like it.
Yes. Oh, no. Yes. Of course people like it. All right. Let's switch gears. Let's go to your world of, you know, having had been immersed in golf, in covering golf, in showing golf. Give me your take on how the coverage of golf tournaments is doing right now. How are we doing?
You know, I think everybody's doing a really, really nice job. You know, if I had any complaint, and I don't, it's that I would love to see technology continue to advance. And, you know, one of the things that it seems like, you know, people get a good idea or get a good piece of technology like the Tracer, and everybody decides to use it, which is great, but then they kind of stop there. They don't explore what's next or what can we do next and you know, where's the next piece of technology that we can use to help further the story. But overall, you know, I have to admit, I don't watch as much golf on television as I used to. I used to watch everything, and now my viewing is less than that. But I think the guys that are sitting in the trucks and putting golf on TV are doing a heck of a job. It's tough. It's a hard job.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is action or not action. That would drive me, you know, like, okay, where am I going to go to give people something to actually watch? Some of the players take forever to decide, yep. You know, this pacing off a putt in ad nauseum was like, oh, my goodness gracious. But then, you know, the guys who are doing the announcing are also learning. I heard one wonderful comment. He said, you know, let's just let this play out and stop talking.
if they'd all say that, that would be even better.
You know, sometimes words are not necessary. You know, let's say we're watching the action. We don't need to go there. And now that the season has started in earnest, you know, the ANA, the first major of the year, the Masters next week, and the Augusta National Women's Amateur is going to do the abbreviated version, but then it doesn't make sense that much to people. And Drive Chip Putt is tomorrow, too. You know, it's just everything's happening and moving forward. When you look at the game, do you think we're in a healthy state?
I think it's extremely healthy. And I saw I read some articles recently about how much participation is up in golf. And just listening to your previous guest, how exciting is it to have that golf course back open?
Oh, yes.
People to enjoy it. And, you know, and I love the fact that it's walking only. I mean, you know, when Sarah and I play, if we play the Broadmoor, which is our, you know, our home course in Colorado Springs, it's a little too tough to walk, but we try. And then we also play at another course in the Springs called the Colorado Country Club that is a great walking course. And we walk every time we play that. And I just think the fact that so many people took up golf during the pandemic and it seems like are still playing, I just think it's nothing but clear skies, at least in the near term for golf, and I think that's awesome.
Do you carry a bag? Do you have a push cart? What do you do?
A little of both, mostly carry. Sarah pushes a cart. I just like carrying my bag. It takes me back to, you know, my earliest days of playing, and it just feels good. And as long as I can still do it, and you know, it's getting harder and harder as I head into the twilight of my years. But if I can, I want to put that bag on my shoulder and carry it. Sometimes I'll leave a few clubs at home, especially when we go to CCC, because I know I'm not going to use some of them. Mm-hmm. So it lightens the load up a little bit, which is nice.
Okay. All right. Do you have any thoughts on Tiger?
Gosh, I hope he plays. I do. I you and I have talked a bunch of times. I'm a huge Tiger fan.
Yeah, me too.
The guy is just incredible. And you know that if he tees it up, he thinks he has a chance to win. So I think he still has some tournament wins still in him. And I also think I'm maybe in the minority in this, but I think he can still win majors. And I always point to Augusta and a British Open, an Open Championship, because it seems like a lot of times Augusta he just knows so well. And the Open Championship is played on courses that, again, he's super familiar with, and some of them are, you know, just suit him to a T. So I just think, and I mean, look what Tom Watson did a few years ago,
yeah.
You know, in his 60s. He almost won. So I think I'm going to keep believing that Tiger's got a couple more majors in him. And, until he proves differently, I'll keep believing that.
Right on. You know, I have long given up, you know, trying to second guess Tiger Woods.
Yep.
You know, he just keeps proving a lot of people wrong, a lot of us right, but we didn't really dare dream it. The one thing that concerns me is that he has a tendency to overdo it when he should have maybe pulled back and waited a bit. I don't want him to go backwards in recovery,
yep.
You know, that physical
yep.
thing. And so that's where Augusta's not easy to walk. I walked Augusta.
No.
And I wasn't carrying a bag, you know. Fortunately, he
yeah.
won't either. But so, wow. Yeah, it would be really something.
Yeah.
I'm talking with Keith Hirschlin. He is an author, an Emmy Award-winning sports television producer. He did live tournament production in the trailer, calling cameras, getting things. It just, you know, intense kind of stuff. Now he's an author. And if you want to learn about what it's like to do all that, Cover Me Boys, I'm Going In. That was a given winner of the Best in Memoirs back in 2017. Has it been that long? You wrote it
that long? I know, right?
Yeah, wow. Okay, Big Flies, The Flower Girl Murder, Murphy, A Mystery, and now we've got Song Girl. And here's another... A fun, quick-paced read with twists and turns of a disparate group of characters in a page-turning mystery. Some of you love and some of you are in fear of what they're going to do next. Once I started, I couldn't put it down. Indeed. All right. So, congratulations.
Well, thank you. And golf's in every book. There's at least some reference to golf in every book. I can't get too far away from...
Of course,
that I love
of
so
course
much.
There is.
So there's, yeah.
Yes, otherwise you wouldn't be on the show. No. Oh, thank you for the laughter. Keith Hirschlin, author, Emmy Award-winning sports television producer. Have a great time, and we'll see. We'll know by Thursday, because he doesn't have to say anything. He doesn't have to say, he's on the list of players. He can just show up. Can you imagine
yep.
the guys who have to, like, oh, is that Tiger Woods coming? Where are we going to put him?
Right?
Right.
It'll be exciting.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Aloha. All right. We've got a gentleman who we all thought, you know, Golf Digest, he went PGA Tour. Now he's New York Post. Yes, we'll talk with Brian Wacker after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments. Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
K-O-R-L, Y&I, Honolulu, and a couple of times we had two people on hold, so you might not have been able to get through and people calling, so give us a call. This is a Pitch Fix Fusion 2.5 Best Divot Repair Tool by Golf Digest, they say, for three consecutive years. Okay, it's like a little switchblade. And then it closes up. It's really comfortable to carry, very light, and you can fix those ball marks so easily when you're on the golf course and leave that superintendent in happiness. So the number to call is 808-545-1111. That's 808-545-1111. All right, call.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Brian Wacker, New York Post, New York Post Sports, writing and editing all things sports for the New York Post. Welcome into the clubhouse, Brian.
Aloha, Danielle.
Aloha.
Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Wow, you know, I when did this happen? One minute, you know, I'm reading. I'm like, wait a second, New York Post.
Well, yeah, it actually had been in the works for a number of months, but became official just last month. So happy to, of course, join a terrific group at the New York Post in sports, and as you so perfectly put it, writing, editing, all things sports, and that includes golf, of course. So here we go. Another Masters is upon us.
Another Masters is upon us. Absolutely. So you do, I'm just curious, you do all the sports. That must be fun for you.
It is. For those that don't know, I'd spent the last dozen years covering golf exclusively. I was with PGAtour.com for a handful of years, and then, of course, at Golf Digest for a handful of years as well. But now I sort of always wanted to get back to other sports, which I had done earlier in my career, and now I had the opportunity to do so, so was happy to jump at that chance.
Yeah, that's great. Was it interesting yesterday? I couldn't believe how many people were like, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods.
Well, that's everything, right? That's golf. Golf is driven by Tiger Woods and Tiger Woods solely. No disrespect to any of the other players, from Phil Mickelson to today's young stars like Colin Morikawa or Justin Thomas or Rory McIlroy and Brooks Koepka, but Tiger Woods still drives the bus. And not surprisingly, still leaves us wondering, will he, won't he? But as of today, he is, of course, still in the field for the Masters and leads us to believe that, yeah, he will show up next week and do his thing, and here we go.
Leads us to believe. I love the fact he's on the list. Now, how does that work? Anybody who has won the Masters gets to go back if they want to. Is that correct?
Yeah, look, if you're a past champion, you're, of course, invited back. And, you know, you don't have to commit one way or the other to the tournament until you're really until sort of play starts. So, you know, there's no, unlike a regular tour event, when you've got a 5 p.m. Friday deadline to commit to the event, that's not the case with the Masters. So Friday at 5 came and went. It didn't really matter. And, you know, in the past, when Tiger has been in these situations coming back from injury, deciding whether he's going to play in the Masters, he typically had announced on Friday his intentions the Friday before. He did that in 2015, of course, when he was coming off some back problems and hadn't played in a couple of months, and announced that he was playing, announced, made that announcement on a Friday afternoon. And then the following 2 years after that, both times again, coming off a major injury there in 2016 and 17, announced on Friday evening that he would not be able to tee it up. Of course, he made the scouting trip earlier in the week, flying to Augusta on Tuesday, fully aware that somebody would follow and pick up his plane and see him. And, of course, that was the case, and that sparked, as it should, all the questions of, is Tiger going to play? And as of right now, looking more and more that way until he says, obviously, he's not. So, which he may say nothing. Again, he doesn't have to say anything. So, you know, this is Tiger Woods at 46 years old. Maybe he's deciding this time to just, hey, say nothing. He'll, he's committed. He's on the entry list, rather. And, you know, we've, of course, seen players who are not on the entry list, past champions, Phil Mickelson notably. But Tiger is still in the field as of Saturday, and here we go.
I can't think of a better way. I mean, you know, see how your body feels the day of and make a decision that morning. Why not, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, maybe he just decided that this is the way he's going to do it this year, that he feels okay. You know, gave it a test run the other day. Of course, we heard Rory McIlroy earlier in the week as well, who ran into Tiger during that practice round, said he looked great at Augusta. So, you know, maybe it's just business as usual for Tiger.
Yeah, absolutely. And whatever he decides, as long as he doesn't hurt himself, I'm all good with it. It will make everybody nuts at Augusta National. Let me talk with you a bit about Phil Mickelson. And he's been, like, talking about laying low. He said he was going to go away, and he certainly has. And we haven't. Have you heard anything?
Yeah, there's been no communication from Phil. No tweets, no statements since, of course, the statement announcing that he was going to take some time off. And look, it sounds like there are some personal things that he's addressing there. What those are widely speculated upon. But, you know, clearly this goes beyond just his comments about Saudi Arabia and the PGA Tour and that entire situation. So who knows when Phil will be back? I mean, it tells you an awful lot that he is missing the Masters, a tournament that is so near and dear to him. A tournament, of course, he's won multiple times. That says a lot. That speaks volumes. And I think it raises, you know, the question of wondering, it's fair to wonder at this point, whether he'll be back to defending his PGA title at Southern Hills next month. So a lot of questions around Phil, not a lot of answers.
Yeah, absolutely. There's, you know, part of me, I'm still angry at him for some of the way he did what he did. You know, angry at him. Disappointed. You know, I'm disappointed in the way he spoke, the way he attacked, the way he... It started with the pip. you know, saying that he had won it before it had even been decided. That was like a sign. That was weird to me, that whole thing.
Yeah, it was certainly strange that he would put that out there. I mean, I think anybody who's paid attention for the last two decades, you know, Phil's Twitter prowess and everything else aside, sorry, but Tiger Woods is never going to lose the PIP. he will be winning that into retirement, frankly. You know, you can look at guys in the past, guys like Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer, and their enormous popularity that transcended tournament golf and it lasted well beyond their playing days. I mean, that's, you know, Tiger Woods, that's going to be the case with him. And as long as they're having this PIP competition, Tiger Woods is going to win it unless there's some strange development. But, yeah, it's very odd. Of course, the comments Phil made, very controversial, but not surprising. He'd been banging that drum to a number of writers, myself included, privately for months. So,
are you talking about Saudi Arabia?
Yes, and it's not surprising that Phil would be about Phil in this instance. So, of course, he was looking to use that situation as leverage, which he rightfully caught a lot of criticism for. So, but clearly, I think his absence goes way beyond those comments. You sort of alluded to some personal things there. Again, what those are, whether they're financial, whether they're beyond that, we don't really know for sure. But at some point, obviously, he'll come back to golf, and at some point, he'll speak either on that or speak to the media. How much he gets into it, who knows? Probably not a lot. Yeah, we're still left wondering. When will Phil play next? I think we have the answer, it seems, for now, when Tiger will play next. And now the question turns to where and when will Phil play next?
Yeah, a lot of people miss him. You know, it bottom line is he's not at the Masters. That's weird.
Yep.
Phil Mickelson is supposed to be there. So, yeah. Bryson DeChambeau, does hand, hip injury, ping pong injury?
I mean, would you expect anything different to happen? I mean, this is Bryson, you know. This is, of course, it would be some bizarre, strange injury, tweak, whatever the case is. Look, I'm sure he didn't injure himself playing ping pong, but it sounds like that may have aggravated the injury that was already there. He, of course, will be at Augusta National, have eyes on him in terms of his strategy of playing there. Of course, it didn't work out so well the first time around, trying to bomb and gouge his way to a green jacket. Didn't really fare so well there. So, again, eyes will be on him in terms of his health and in terms of his strategy playing Augusta National.
All eyes will be on Rory McIlroy. He just needs the Masters. The green jacket will get him all of the majors. I think we forget what a role he was on not that many years ago. And then there was, you know, the cabin and all of the stuff that comes with a failure. You're in the midst of it. So what is your sense about Rory and Augusta National Golf Course?
Boy, it's fascinating because, as you mentioned, it's the one thing missing from his Hall of Fame resume is a green jacket. Of course, he's come painfully close a few times, and I think certainly it's in his head, whether he says it or not. This is something that mentally, I think, has been a real struggle for him over the years. You know, perhaps that's improved of late. He kind of comes in under the radar, as do a lot of the big names this year, right? We haven't seen, you look at the top of the world golf rankings, other than Scottie Scheffler, who's won three times and quickly ascended to world number one. You look at Jon Rahm and Colin Morikawa and Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson and Rory McIlroy and Xander Schauffele, Hideki now with some questions. Bryson, obviously, with some questions. Jordan Spieth. You know, you could go on down the list. None of these guys have won this year. So perhaps coming in under the radar a bit. I mean, look, certainly Tiger Woods is going to dominate the headlines, particularly if he does indeed play this next week. But you wonder, and you wonder if that will help a guy like Rory McIlroy come in a little bit under the radar, and maybe this is the year that he gets it done. But really, for Rory, it might just be as simple as his approach play. His iron play there has not been particularly sharp in the past. He's either put himself in some tough spots on the greens where he's not able to make birdie, or he's simply missed the green altogether, or he's missed a putt at an inopportune time. You go back to, pardon me, the year that Patrick Reed won. You know, Rory had a chance to really put some pressure on the second hole from a couple of feet with an eagle putt that didn't touch the hole. So you just wonder where he's at. And I think at this point, you know, look, he's in his early 30s. He certainly has plenty more opportunities to go. It would be foolish to write him off, to say he's never going to win the Masters. But the longer the longer it goes, the tougher it's going to get.
Yes.
You know, but of course, you know, we said that about Sergio Garcia, and he won a Masters. So, you know, plenty of guys were supposed to win there, whether it was a guy like Davis Love or Greg Norman or others, and never did win there. And then, of course, a guy like Sergio has won there. So who knows? I have to think at some point Rory will get it done this year. Maybe it's the year. Who knows? But, you know, he's got a lot of Masters ahead of him. So.
Yeah, he does. He does. And he, basically, you know, when he talks to the media, he always has these deep, insightful comments to make. And he's straightforward, and he doesn't beat around the bush, and he'll take more questions. It just makes me wonder. He's so composed and so confident, and yet he can be standing over a putt and just seem, I mean, he oozes in indecision, and just like, I don't know.
Well, look, he's certainly one of the more thoughtful, analytical guys on tour. That's what he's developed into, you know, as someone who's very curious and wants to sort of read a lot of things, learn a lot of things, experience life, and so forth. His life, look, it's not all about golf, and we've
Amen.
Seen this with other guys.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and not to be critical, but we've seen it with other players. We've seen it with guys who have a run of success, and then they either start a family, perhaps get involved in other business ventures, and perhaps lose a little bit of that laser focus that they had during that run. And perhaps that's been the case at times with Rory. I don't think that's a criticism per se. I think it's natural. I think it speaks to, you know, again, Rory's life doesn't entirely revolve around golf 24/7. I think, you know, previous generations and certainly Tiger Woods is the exhibit A gold standard of this. You know, it did and does revolve around him 24/7. So you wonder what impact that has had about Rory McIlroy. You know, I always go back to 2015, and when he couldn't defend his Open title, I believe he was in London at the time, and said something to the effect of how he walked into a pub or was about town, and you know, no one really knew that the tournament was even going on, that the Open was taking place that week, and he realized just how small golf is in the grand scheme of the greater world. And look, all that said, he certainly got plenty of talent. I think he's got, you know, works plenty hard as anybody in the game, wants to win as badly as anybody in the game. Whether that all adds up to a Masters title, who knows? But it's, I think you would, if you went back to 2014, you would be surprised, stunned really, to think that he's gone this long without having won a major championship.
I am. And you're absolutely right. I mean, your job can't be everything. And golf is all consuming because it's not just the playing that's the job. It's the preparing and it's the working out. And it's the list must go on and on and on. And so I completely understand. And yet I wonder, it must be hard, but he comes back every time just as comfortable as can be. So it's really kind of cool. Everybody take a lesson. Watch Rory. Life isn't all about one thing in your life. You know, it's not just about the job. You got to be balanced. Brian Wacker, are you working on something special that we should know about to check out the New York Post?
Well, you should always check out the New York Post in sports because it's always relevant every day of the week. that was one of the appeals to it. Look, they've got a terrific group of writers and columnists, whether it's Mark Canizaro, who of course would be in Augusta this week, this coming week with Ian O'Connor as well. Terrific writers. We've got baseball season about to kick off. Joel Sherman, they're terrific baseball columnists. So, look, I don't need to sing praises of the Post. It does it all by itself with its quality work day in and day out with some of the best writers in the sports business. So I'm just happy to be a part of the team and looking forward to diving into all things sports. And, of course, including that includes the Masters next week and the biggest week for golf of the year.
Yeah. No, I no doubt. I've been enjoying the New York Post sports section, and you can be found independently as well, just what you've written. I just thought maybe there was some not a daily breaking news story, something that, you know, was curious that you wanted the distance report. Did you want to dive deep into whether, you know, it's really not, it really is going to affect all of us recreational players?
Yes. Well, look, the distance report, I think that I'm not sure there are enough pages in the sports section to get into that one, but or enough time in the phone call. But
yes,
look, certainly golf will be prevalent throughout the summer. You can check us out at New York Sports, New York Post. .com, of course, the app as well on the iPhone and the iPad, and of course our new Sports Plus section. We've got you know, some really great content on there as well, so that goes beyond sort of the back page of the newspaper and the internet for some great columns and features and long form stories. Yeah, it's an exciting time, certainly for me personally, and of course it's always exciting when you're talking sports in the New York Post.
Brian Wacker, writing and editing all things sports for the New York Post. Thanks for being on the show. Always like talking with you.
Thanks as always for having me.
Thank you to our sponsors, Aloha Power Equipment's Megastore, next door to Costco gas station on Alakava Street in Iwile. You'll find all the Aloha Power equipment you need or want. Everybody's got something special. There are riding mowers. Just think about this. What do we need a robotic mower for? Well, a robotic mower is for sides of hills that you really don't want to be riding along. And there goes the robot. The robotic mower takes care of all that. Chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, you name it. It's at Aloha Power Equipment. Aloha Power Equipment in Waipahu, it's open. Their megastore is on Alakava, next door to the Costco gas station. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. MD Restoration. Flood, fire, you need help. And MD Restoration is on it at any time of the day, right away. The number is 528-3434. 528-3434. If disaster strikes your home, your office, call MD Restoration. Not only will they mitigate the problem, clean it up, they'll also put things back together again because they are licensed contractors. And we're very honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. The best way to get good at this game is to learn from a PGA. A PGA of America member. It takes a lot of time and love of the game to become a PGA because they love golf and they love teaching. And by the way, if you're looking for something that you'd like to get somebody, one of the most popular items we give away is a Poi Pu Bay gift certificate. Do it. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. This is also a podcast, by the way, anywhere you get them, or at radiogolfclub.com. Listen. Thank you. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.